Thanks for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. Do you like what you're listening to or dislike what you're listening to? Either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057. That's 2057. Or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We'd love to hear from you, so connect with us today.
Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here. I want...
I wanna be free. Free. Don't wanna be judged, don't wanna be me.
I don't care if I offend you. I was born to accept.
I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need
truth. Here, the truth is here. I want. Truth is here. The truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to The True Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, the replay edition on RCR, Reality Check Radio. Send us your feedback to inbox@realitycheck.radio.
Kia ora te whanau. We are back for your Monday with The True Speaker Show. My name is, of course, Tobias Tahi, and you are listening to RCR, Reality Check Radio. And today being Monday, I'm going to try my best to give you all a break from the politics, from the drama, from the division, from the clowns in the circus, and simply flow on through, tap into some powerful music. I mean, it's Monday, which is a good day to put these clowns and their circus on hold and focus on self, on your life, on where your week is heading, and what it is you wish to achieve using powerful music to free your mind from the constant obsession with politics, political drama, the circus, which, let's be real, that's all that it is, a circus causing division and having people thinking their only solution is a political one, not a people's one. This party versus that party, left versus right, Maori versus none. It's all systematic division strategically created in order to keep our nation's people bickering between one another and not working together to keep all governments in check and working for the people. I know that I said today's show was going to be a break from all that is, but as I continue to watch the systematic division via indoctrinated politics, I feel obligated to speak from a place that I don't think many are right now. I need to remind people that it is not us versus them. It is not the awake versus the woke. It is not the vaxxed versus the unvaxxed, this gender versus that gender, Maori versus non-Maori. It is not religion versus religion. It is not left versus right. It is not tangata whenua versus tangata tiriti or Pākehā. It is all of us as humans versus a corrupt system, a corrupt government, corrupt politicians, corrupt offshore corporations and organizations. It is all of us versus an evil minority pulling the strings of world leaders whose foundations sit on top of the Royal Colonial Empire expansion. It is us versus the evil foundations of colonialism. Indigenous wisdom is what will liberate all people of the world. We need to stop being trapped in an indoctrinated mind state causing you to be fearful of something different to what we currently have. This system isn't designed for the benefit of humanity and humans as a whole. Every human. It is designed to create multiple pyramid schemes that feed a few sitting at the top. It is time we found common ground and make a change from colonial systems to indigenous community circle structures, not pyramid schemes. Because indigenous wisdom is humanity. It is taking care of each other. It is taking care of the land, the whenua. Colonial system is power, tax, theft, money, greed, and a human pyramid scheme. And I can already hear people screaming, but what about elite Māori? But for there to be elite anyone, there has to be a colonial human pyramid scheme structure and system that allows there to be people at the top. So any form of elite has come through the Crown's empire expansion via colonization systems. In saying that, don't fall for that elite Māori narrative injected into this nation by the likes of Julian Batchelor or Hobson's Pledge, which has been strategically drummed up in order to make you afraid and dislike anything to do with Māori, Te Ao Māori, and Māoridom as a whole, because that narrative is them using your mind in their political game. The founder of Hobson's Pledge is a New Zealand First List MP currently in Parliament, therefore if you are following along with their narrative, you are a pawn in their political game. The same as some Māori are on the other side of the political spectrum. We all need to stop being used in these political games and start seeing each other. Not these weirdo politicians and their little organizations and groups that target their political opposition, causing us then to feed into their political bullshit and see each other as enemies when we are all going for the same thing, a better nation for our tamariki. The reality is this nation and world is run by elite non-Māori, so let's target them as a whole, all elite. And bring the whole system down so there can't be any form of elite, any form of governments and puppets to the global elite, the true elite globalists and their big financial backing and funders, the real string-pulling elite. The names dropped as apparent elite Māori, I can literally pick up the phone and call them, and so could you if it meant that much to you, but could you even name or contact the string-pulling elite of this nation and the world? The colonial system has oppressed everyone, everyone. And it feeds the global elite, no matter what your roots are, your skin color, your bloodline. This system is ownership of humanity, of everyone, via tax, via government control, via elite nobodies trying to continuously control humanity and tell us what is right for our lives. Indigenous wisdom and knowledge is a connection to something powerful. Something greater than this third dimensional circus that currently has humanity trapped. Indigenous wisdom is freedom from this tax theft, political division, human pyramid scheme, slavery system. It is global liberation for all people. Why do you think there is constantly an attack on everything and anything Indigenous? Because there is power and liberation for all people within it, no matter your bloodline and roots. And I can already hear those indoctrinated by the systematic racism screaming at me, but Māori aren't Indigenous. That's yet another tool in order to discredit and create an argumented defense against the power Te Ao Māori holds for all people. Indigenous wisdom is freedom for all people. As soon as we stop being controlled by the systematic racism, the systematic division, the systematic ideological civil war, and following along with politically fueled and motivated organizations, and yep, I get the irony in that statement, the sooner we will go back to focusing on what matters instead of this massive political division this country has. All right, just quickly jumping back in here to clarify what I know would have been misinterpreted. And you have probably already sent emails and texts of complaint, and it is something that is usually taken as an attack on non-Māori or non-Indigenous peoples, which is the word colonization. When I speak on colonization, I don't mean you, unless you are, of course, a vocal cheerleader for the slaughtering of Indigenous people to expand a crown colony into lands that were already inhabited. But when I speak on how colonization needs to be dismantled, I am referring to the systematic slavery trap that the Western world live in and parts of the Eastern world, but that's a different corridor. I'm not attacking non-Māori. I'm not attacking non-Indigenous. I'm not attacking anyone who whakapapa British. I'm attacking the colonial system which was forced onto nations around the world in order to trap humanity under the rule of the Iron Fist. This is often the problem when we talk about colonization, that people think it is the defense of indigenous and an attack on non, when for me personally, it is the defense of all of us. It is talking about the freedom of all people who are enslaved to both the crown-controlled system, the crown-created system, and the Vatican empires. It is not an attack on the people of Earth who make up humanity as a whole. Just thought I would clarify that, because I realized how that word colonization has been twisted in order for the descendants of to not take a second look and realize how it enslaved all of us over time. I have been trying to think how to round today's show off, and due to a lot of the content the other RCR hosts have been putting out, I guess the only way to do this is to be genuine, to speak with integrity, to speak from the heart. Being someone who is so deeply in love with my culture and love with my bloodline, to daily want to live in a manner that honors my tūpuna, that honors my great-grandmother Hurihia Te Puaha, who is on the album cover of Songs of the Māori, Voices of the Maniapoto, whose photo sits at the top of my marae, to honor my granddad, whose photo is in the Waitomo Museum, right back to Hauturoa, the captain of the Tainui Waka, all the way through my bloodline to my son, who I am raising connected and at 2 years old is speaking and singing in Te Reo Māori, who is being raised to understand tikanga, living on the exact land our ancestors once did, living next to our awa, the river our ancestors once paddled waka as a main travel route through the Waikato. I can feel deep within my veins how Te Reo Māori can be such a powerful and positive transformation for this nation, for all people to live in harmony within. How Te Tiriti and Hei Whakaputanga are such a massive defense from globalist takeover and overseas corporations exploiting our land, resources, and controlling our people. And when I say our, I don't mean just Māori. I mean all people. Our, you, us. I can feel deep within my veins how Te Reo Māori is such a powerful alternative to speak life into each other, rather than the English language, which consists of literal spells. I mean, kia ora, it translates to breathe life, whereas hello literally has the word hell and low in it. You see the difference in energy exchange and meaning in those, but I'll break that down in another show. I often think how Te Reo Māori is such a powerful culture for our both our young tamaiti tāne, our boys, and our young kōtero, our girls, to be proud of. Māori and non-Māori can grow up to identify, be proud of it, represent it, and embrace what it does to one's wairua, your soul, to feel confident, strong, and secure, to know who they are against all forms of indoctrination, to help them navigate this crazy, crazy world they are growing up in a manner where they become the best version of themselves through tikanga Māori, through connection, through identity, through having something to represent and be proud of the cultural identity of a nation we all call home, so they can grow up to become powerful humans who are a great contribution to this nation we all call home. Feeling all that, living all of that, breathing all of that, embodying and being all of that, and then being shown, told about, asked about, and taking a look at how the other RCR hosts have been navigating their response to not only Te Pāti Māori, which I admit, sometimes play their role in the circus and do things that don't help the people, but they do a lot of things that do help the people. But this is why I often say we need to stop seeing each other through a political lens, but more on that on another show. But from the other host speaking on Te Pāti Māori, which often overlaps onto Māori in general but hides behind political corridor, right through to false claims or purposely twisted perspectives about Te Iwi Māori, Hapu, Te Tiriti, never a mention of Hei Whakaputanga. Hearing very biased histories and recollections of the land wars with the claims that European settlers' stories are the truth, as if that cancels out my whānau's fight to survive, or their defence against colonisation and being imprisoned simply for being Māori. Then there's the elite Māori bullshit. All the way to the patheticness of one host belittling Māori television with a snide remark of, who even watches that station? I could walk into many homes that I know and people are watching it. I know many people watching it, but just because this host doesn't have any relationship with anyone who watches it, they drop an underhanded corridor about something they have zero connection to or know anyone that does. And these are all just a couple of minor key points that I'm highlighting here. But then I also heard a bit of a whinge about the artwork used for the Toitū Tiriti kaupapa, the activation kaupapa, the Te Pāti Māori activation protest. You know the logo, the double guns, the Tino Rangatiratanga flag, New Zealand company flag, coming out the top, crossing over each other. And I directly quote, and keep in mind, this is before and after a very negative spin on the protest, the people attending and Māori. And I quote, using guns and imagery for a political party is a massive red flag. It is a double standard. And then they continued on. So let's take a listen to the actual meaning behind this, shall we? This is Hōhepa, or more commonly known as Te Hori, the person who designed this apparently triggering, no pun intended, powerful piece of artwork.
Kia ora, it's fun. I thought I'd jump on here and just have a bit of a kōrero again around our tohu. Our flags and guns, or Waitangi Be Happy as we call it. It's a decade since we released this design, and it was my koha to the Toitū Tiriti kaupapa. There's three main parts of this. With our Hori brand, we're constantly in this kōrero around bridging the gap between Te Ao Māori and Te Ao Pākehā. So we have a better understanding of each world. So it constantly talks about these two worlds colliding, both Te Ao Māori and Te Ao Pākehā. It acknowledges the war and the blood that has been shed between these worlds and the ongoing discussions and kōrero we need to have as partners in this thing we call Te Tiriti or Waitangi. Okay, so that's the three main parts of that design. And it was my koha to this kaupapa.
So hearing that, it is actually a beautiful piece of artwork representing unity. Once you listen to the person who designed it, not people offended by it, is it not? But we have an indoctrinated mind state that is automatically negative towards anything Māori do. The projection of double standard is the fact that you support legal ownership, but as soon as you see guns, you automatically think of violence or threats. The irony. What does it take if you're going to create a narrative around something to actually reach out and ask the questions to those using the image or anything you wish to attack? Reach out and speak to the people you're attacking and hear them first, to hear their truth behind it. But that would mean actually having to be an adult and have the conversation and potentially figure out your negative narrative doesn't actually align with the truth, does it? And then more recently, having the socials opening up space for anti-Māori rhetoric within the comments section with a post titled Clown World, speaking about how Ngā Rua Hine stated they were only going to use Te Reo Māori in formal interactions with government officials as a form of protest against this coalition government's constant negativity towards Te Reo Māori, towards Te Ao Māori, and towards Māoridom. To then, in this apparent clown world segment, which is such a disrespectful tikai on the mana of Ngā Rua Hine, to have a snigger at the fact the website and newsletter are in both Te Reo Māori and Te Reo English, when the website and newsletter aren't where the stance of protest is. This is such a bottom-of-the-barrel, nitpicking, run-out-of-anti-Māori rhetoric stuff that it has become impossible for me to stay silent on. Not only that, I have good friends who whakapapa Ngā Rua Hine, who actually brought this post to my attention. Whanaunga of Ngā Rua Hine played an active role in our 23-day Wellington inhabitation, including housing people who were lost with nowhere to go and what to do afterwards. They opened up space for them to park their campers and pitch their tents, and this is how we respect and honour that? By calling their iwi clown world? It is so petty. And I would like to think we are bigger and better than falling into the political systematic racial divide. But here we are. Now, I live in the real world and I know there are going to be people who are forever indoctrinated in their understanding or lack of, their perspective, minimal knowledge, minimal connection or willingness to align with anything Te Ao Māori, and that's cool, that's freedom. But my point of this korero is for you to understand why I have felt the overwhelming call from something greater than I to try and be a voice of reason within what has become a constant flow of negativity towards Māori, Te Ao Māori, and by default, all Māori people. And that perspective isn't coming from just myself. There are people from all sides of life feeling as if RCR has become an anti-Māori radio station. This includes Truth and Freedom movement people, people who aren't involved in that movement, left, right, up, down, non-politically aware, people who don't care about politics, everyday people, Māori and non-Māori. The general consensus is slowly becoming that RCR is an anti-Māori radio station, and you have to understand how difficult of a position for me to be in with that. Someone who is so proud of my whakapapa Māori, my tūpuna, my son, but I don't shy away from a challenge to make sure I remain strong in who I am and what I believe in, even if it means walking alone within the walls of RCR. Have I thought about quitting? Multiple times. But what does that teach those relying on me? What does that teach my son? What does that say to anyone who may find themselves surrounded by people who they don't agree with? It tells them to run and find echo chambers and to not stand in your power and remember who you are and why you have ended up in a position that may be tough, may seem toxic at times, may weigh heavy on your heart when you get home at night. But if by remaining true to who I am and what I believe and know to be right and remain speaking, breathing and living that into reality, I hope to inspire you to be that version of yourself when faced with similar situations. I don't run because I am the one people run to when things get tough. I am where people go when they need shelter, when they need advice, when they need help. So who am I going to run to? Therefore, I am here to stand and be the voice of a people within what has become a very negative space toward Māori. But that is a reflection of certain parts of this nation as a whole. So when you hear me being pro-Māori, when you hear me being Māori, which is literally just me being me, so that is such a ridiculous statement to have to make in itself. But by me being me, that isn't me being divisive. That isn't me being political. That isn't me being, and I quote, used for extreme radical Māori purposes. That is simply Tobias Tahi being Tobias Tahi and honouring who and what I am, as you should too, and not conforming to what might be around me or what might make people feel uneasy in order to keep the peace. Now, the station has had emails of complaints about me that, and I quote, I'm being used by extremist Māoris, being used by greedy agitators, being hoodwinked. For what? For simply being Māori? It's such an indoctrinated, fragile, scared of the boogeyman perspective. It is absolutely disrespectful to imply that I, of all people, through everything I have stood for, everything I have fought against, everything I fight for, to imply I don't have the ability to think for myself. It's the exact reason my ideological perspective doesn't align with the other hosts of RCR, because I have the ability to think for myself. So to imply that someone is thinking for me, I'll bite my tongue on what I want to say there. I don't know, whānau, maybe the demographic here is wrong for me, but I'm trying to speak to people who are so stuck in their ways and thinking that I'm wasting my breath. But if I can plant one or two seeds here, then I guess that makes it all worth it. And aroha mai, this isn't a whinge or wanting sympathy or anything other than communicating with whoever listens that I am not aligned with the anti-Māori rhetoric, and I stand here as a Māori man who will not stay silent and be seen as guilty by association for what has progressively become a one-sided narrative through political lenses against Māori. Before doing RCR, I was out there in my own lane, just doing me. But once I became involved in RCR, I started looking into different corners of society. I started looking at Twitter or X more, and I was absolutely blown away by how racist the apparent Truth and Freedom people are on X against Māori. Blatantly racist. I wasn't even aware it was as bad as it is. I wasn't even aware the likes of Hobson's Pledge existed, an organization whose entire existence is to attack anything and everything to do with Māori. So no wonder we have the anger, the pushback, the fight against this government and people disrespecting Māoridom constantly that we do have, because if other Māori leaders have been watching all of this for a long time now, they must be absolutely over it and are coming out swinging the same way anyone would when they feel constantly attacked. The constant argument I see against Māori is always about money. It's always a money-driven argument or narrative, from settlements to government funding to elite Māori, when the argument for Māori and why it is a positive are things that I outlined at the start of this corridor. The culture, the defense of this nation, its people, the kotahitanga or the unity, protection of land, waterways for generations to come, protection of resources for generations to come, the power it can give children growing up in this nation to become amazing contributions, powerful contributions to our nation, the connection to something greater than human, the depth, the inspiration, the beauty, the love, the direction it can take this nation to be the forefront of global change, community-focused living and mind states. So this is my public service announcement, basically saying, don't tar me with that same brush and make me guilty by association, because I'm not part of any RCR conversations. I speak to the producer of my show, and I do me. I am a proud Māori who has somehow in my journey in life found myself in a place surrounded by people that I don't know, but I will continue to be the rebel of RCR, the black sheep if you will. I do plan on bringing people onto my show to further explain the positive impact Te Ao Māori can have on all people of this nation, but it's simply a time issue for me. I have a whānau to take care of, a 2-year-old son, my daughter is 2 months away from arriving Earthside. I simply don't have the time to spend all week doing interviews and countering the narrative on Māori. My priorities are my whānau. I also don't have the time to sit around and debate the other hosts as some people have asked me to do. I'm also not one of those well-educated university types who have the skill in debating, arguing, bickering. I'm a high school dropout who's lived a colourful life and ended up in a position of influence with street smarts, book smarts, and know a thing or two. I will continue to drop facts and information moving forward, and I will not stay silent because you are triggered by Māori. So that is me, whānau, drawing the line in the sand to remind you of why I stand for what I stand for, and for my friends whānau whanaunga to stop looking at me sideways as if I have forgotten who I am because of the mahi I do here on RCR. Hei tangata ki tahi. Māori tu, Māori aroha, Māori ora.
You're now listening to The Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, right here on your very own Reality Check Radio, RCR, your home for music with a side of truth and freedom.
Thank you for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. If you like what you're listening to or dislike what you're listening to, either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057, that's 2057. Or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We would love to hear from you, so connect with us today.